sure most of you will understand the importance of leisure. It's only when you have leisure that you learn. The meaning of that word leisure, according to a very good dictionary, means not having any occupation at a time when we are talking over together. Not to be occupied all the time, psychologically, physically, or intellectually. Just have plenty of leisure so that one can learn really the meaning of the school. One can learn easily, without conflict, when your mind is not occupied with so many other problems. So, if I may suggest this morning, and during the rest of the other mornings that we meet here, that you are not occupied. Your minds are not filled with problems, desires, occupations, trying to solve problems. That we are here together to have actually leisure. That when we talk over things together, as we're going to, leisure, which is the mind not being occupied, not chattering, not trying to find out, just having plenty of leisure, so that in that state one can learn. There are two types of learning. Either memorize what is being said, which is what most of us call learning, or learning through observation. Therefore, not storing it up as a memory and then looking, observing through memory. I'm going to explain. As we said, there are two types of learning. One is to learn something by heart, that you store it up in the brain and act according to that knowledge, skillfully or not skillfully. That's what most of us do. We go to school, college, and university. We store up a great deal of information called knowledge. According to that knowledge, act beneficially for oneself or for society, skillfully or incapable of acting simply directly. It's one type of learning with which we are all very familiar. We do all the time. Every experience is stored up as knowledge and acted according to that action taking place, according to that knowledge. That's very clear. I think most of us, it is so. There is another kind of learning, probably you're not quite accustomed to. We are such slaves to habits, to tradition, every form of conformity. The other type of learning that we're saying, which is to observe. Observation implies to see out the accompaniment of previous knowledge, to look at something as though for the first time, afresh. And if you observe things afresh, then there is not the cultivation of memory. Because each time you observe, and through that observation, you learn, store it up as memory, and the next time you observe, you're observing through the pattern of memory. Therefore, you see never anything fresh, right? You wonder, I'll go on, we'll go into it. So, as we were saying, leisure is extraordinarily important, not to have a mind that's constantly occupied, constantly chattering. It's only in that unoccupied mind a new seed of learning can take place, which is entirely different from the memory, cultivating memory, turning up as knowledge and acting from that knowledge. We were saying there is another kind of learning, which is to observe the tree, the skies, the mountains, the beauty of the mountains, the light among the leaves, and that observation, if stored up as memory prevent the next observation being fresh. You get this point, it's quite simple. That is, if you observe your wife or your girlfriend or boyfriend, if you observe, can you observe without the previous recording for the incidents and all the rest of it in that particular relationship? If you cannot observe or watch the other without the previous knowledge, then you learn much more